que más te convenga. La versión completa se realiza por videoconferencia e incluye más de 900 horas de inglés y dos inmersiones en Vaughan Town. La versión parcial se realiza también por videoconferencia o, si lo prefieres, de manera presencial en nuestros centros de Madrid, Barcelona, Valencia y Zaragoza, e incluye más de 500 horas de inglés y una inmersión en Vaughan Town. Todo, por supuesto, en un entorno seguro, cumpliendo todas las medidas de higiene y distanciamiento social. Te estamos ofreciendo el mejor programa de inglés del mercado. Tú decides. Máster en inglés profesional. Para más información, grupovaughan.com.
En Vaughan llevamos más de 40 años con la pasión de formar a los empleados, directivos, a ti. Llevamos el método Vaughan a tu empresa a través de uno de nuestros profesores certificados Vaughan, con clases dinámicas e intensas, con horarios 100% flexibles, o clases de inglés telefónicas para empresas. Su formato mixto entre conversación fluida y corrección con el método Vaughan mejorará radicalmente el inglés de tus empleados con los horarios más complicados. Inmersiones lingüísticas totales en las que tus empleados, alejados de los problemas de la vida real, se centrarán exclusivamente en hablar en inglés durante todo el día en nuestro Vaughan Town para empresas. O una nueva solución para aquellos colectivos que necesitan flexibilidad con respecto a la ubicación de los alumnos, a la vez que necesitan contacto regular con un profesor. Nuestras clases por videoconferencia para empresas. Y no olvides el máster para ejecutivos en el programa más exigente de Vaughan. Infórmate en grupovaughan.com o llamando al 911-333-5831. 911-333-5831. Grupo Vaughan. Más de 40 años encontrando soluciones. In Company.
The Salad. Fun, informative, interactive radio.
One, two, three, oh, welcome to the salad. Thanks for listening today. I really have a lot of things that I would like to say. It's a fun, informative radio show featuring lots of things you really want to know. So it's, yeah, it's time to get on with the show. Woo-hoo-hoo! Yeah, it's time to get on with the show. It's time for some salad. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the salad. This is our new time slot, because if you have a certain time every day, un horario maybe, a time slot, we can say, because a slot is un hueco. This is our new time slot every day, nuestro nuevo horario, our new time slot every day. So it's 5 to 6 p.m. on Vaughan Radio, that's right. So, first of all, let's find out what's on the program today. Well, we have salad news bits today for you. We have two news items today. We have a little bit more time. We'll be going to two different places and bringing you news from around the world. That's right. Where are we going? Well, stay tuned to find out, salad listeners. But first of all, as always, we have a conundrum. Now, we'll have two conundrums, one in the first half of the program, another in the second half. So if you're new to the salad, a conundrum is a little test for you, a little brain teaser, which will put you to the test, and we'll teach you something along the way. Okay, so first of all you have to do is fill in the blank space. Rellenar el espacio en blanco, to fill in, just fill in the blank space. Here comes our first conundrum. Are you ready? Spent 3 hours going blank. His speech. last week. We spent 3 hours going blank. His speech last week. His speech, Sudeso, a speech. Conundrum, all you have to do is fill in that blank space. Preposition. Now, most conundrums are with prepositions. It's not set in stone, but most of the time they are. Okay, so we spent 3 hours going blank, his speech last week. We shall be revealing the answer at the end of this first part of the program today. Okay, so just before our break, we'll reveal the answer. So stay tuned for that, salad listeners. Okay. Yeah, so we have salad news bits for you. What else do we have on the program? We've had our conundrum already. We also have grammar points for you and very vocabulary. So we'll be looking at some grammar with our grammar expert, Alan Parsons. And we'll be looking at some vocabulary, putting your vocabulary to the test as well, coming up on the program. That'll be the second half, okay? So first of all, it must be time for Salad News Bits. Hello and welcome to Salad News Bits, news from around the world. Now, here comes our first headline, titular. Are you ready? Endangered South African penguins killed by a swarm of bees near Cape Town. That's our headline. Did you catch that, salad listeners? So, endangered South African penguins killed by a swarm of bees. That's right, abejas, bees. Now, in this case, if it's a big cloud, una nube de abejas, okay? It would be a swarm of bees, a big group of bees, a swarm, we say in English. Okay, so endangered South African penguins killed by a swarm of bees near Cape Town. Now, we're going over live to Cape Town to find out more about this. Now, we've sent our correspondent, Bob Smith, way to Cape Town. Bob, can you hear me?
That's right, Dave. I can hear you. I'm in Cape Town.
Now, please tell us more about this news item. This is terrible news.
That's right, Dave. 63 endangered African penguins have been killed by a swarm of bees in a rare occurrence near Cape Town. That's what the bird conservationists I spoke to today have told me.
Okay, salad listeners, so 63 endangered African penguins have been killed by a swarm of bees. Now, this is a rare occurrence near Cape Town. Now, this is bad news. They're rare birds.
That's right. These protected birds from a colony in Simonstown were found on the shore with multiple bee stings. They had no other physical injuries.
Now, it's incredible that a swarm of bees, you know, can kill, but we know that because some bees are very dangerous.
That's right. National Parks officials told me that this was the first known attack at the world-famous Boulder's Beach, which attracts up to 60,000 visitors a year.
Boulder's Beach in Cape Town, South Africa, because people come to see the penguins. Now, you don't really associate penguins with South Africa. And often, people often think that, you know, penguins are in the North Pole, but they're not. That's right, they're from the Southern Hemisphere. So you do have them in South Africa. So a lot of people come up to 60,000 visitors a year, visit the penguins on Boulder's Beach.
That's right. Now, I spoke to one of the lead biologists in the area who told me, usually the penguins and the bees coexist. The bees don't, you know, they don't sting unless provoked. We're working on the assumption that a nest or a hive in the area was disturbed and caused a mass of bees to flee the nest, cause a swarm and become aggressive.
I see. So normally they coexist with no problems, the bees and the penguins. So they're trying to find out, averiguar, find out what happened. So in this case, yeah, maybe their nest or their hive, colmenar, a beehive. So we have a swarm of bees, big group of bees, abejas, and we also have a nest, you can say, or the beehive. That's right, colmenar. Oh, colmena, is it? That's right, colmena, that's right. I'm thinking of colmena, where my brother-in-law lives. Okay. Colmena viejo, that's right, but una colmena, that's right. A beehive.
That's right. So, you know, that's what they think happened, you know. Maybe the nest was disturbed and the bees became aggressive. So, unfortunately, the bees encountered a group of penguins on their flight path. Now, you know, they've been looking into what happened and they found that the birds had been stung around the eyes and a number of dead bees were also found on the scene. Now, one of the penguins had been stung 27 times.
So this is an unfortunate incident. So some of the penguins had been stung around the eyes. So maybe this is, you know, a slightly more of a sensitive area.
That's right. Now, you know, the conservationist told me this is a rare occurrence. You know, we do not expect it to happen often. You know, it's a fluke.
A fluke. So something is a one-off. Something happens that doesn't happen very often. It's a fluke. You know, something that really doesn't happen often, a rare occurrence.
That's right. Now, African penguins, and as you were saying, not a lot of people know that you get penguins in Africa. You know, you don't associate Africa with penguins, but African penguins are distinctive for their small size, and they live on the coast and islands of South Africa and Namibia, though some have been spotted as far north as Gabon. Now, their populations are rapidly declining. Now, the International Union for Conservation of Nature says, in main part because of commercial fishing and what it calls environmental fluctuations.
I see. So, the African penguins, and again, it sounds strange, you know, to say those words together, African penguins, they're in decline. Well, obviously, commercial fishing, so there are less fish stocks in the sea. But, of course, environmental fluctuations, you know, which is affecting all of us.
And also, Cape honeybees are part of the local ecosystem, which features several conservation areas. You know, so a dead penguin was also found on Friday, which had suffered multiple bee stings. Now, the national body said in a statement on Sunday that it was still conducting toxicity and disease checks of the birds and would continue to monitor the situation. So it's unfortunate, but I think it's important to find out what really happened and why. So yes, endangered penguins, you know, were killed by a swarm of bees near Cape Town. So here from Cape Town, back to the studio, Dave.
So, thank you very much. So, let's find out what happened. But, of course, you know, if something happens, bees can become aggressive. But that's not normally the case. It was a one-off, a rare occurrence, or a fluke, as we've seen. You heard it here on Salad News Bits. Salad News Bits. Now then, we have another news item just coming in, hot off the press, another news item. Are you ready, salad listeners? So we have another headline for you. Here's our second headline of the day. Now, carbon emitters are failing to disclose climate risks. That's right. So carbon emitters are failing to disclose climate risks. So we talk about carbon emissions, which is very important. We've all, you know, we all know we need to cut or reduce carbon emissions. However, the people who are emitting carbon, the carbon emitters, are failing to disclose climate risks. That's right. So we're going to go over live to the US here, where we have, yes, who do we have? Hal Leonard. He's live from the US. Hal, can you hear me?
Hi, Dave. Yeah, that's right. A lack of detail in financial reporting will dramatically reduce firms' chances of meeting global emissions targets, researchers have warned.
Will dramatically reduce their chances of meeting global emissions targets, because there are many objectives, you know, over the next 20 or 30 years, I think 2040, 2050, these are big dates to reduce carbon emissions. But there's a lack of detail in financial reporting. Please tell us more.
Right. Well, there is no way of knowing if money is being put into sustainable activities, you know. Firms also need to be more transparent as to how they will hit, these targets. That's what a local think tank has said called Carbon Tracker.
So Carbon Tracker, which is a local think tank, which can also track. So the tracker is Rastrear. They can track carbon emissions. So firms need to be more transparent as how they will hit sustainability targets. So it's all about transparency. I mean, you know, this is a word that comes up a lot these days, transparency. The world apparently is becoming more transparent, especially on reporting.
That's right. So the think tank studied 107 global firms and found a glaring absence of climate risk in financial reporting.
Okay, so 107 firms or companies have been studied by Carbon Tracker. This is a think. So a think tank is, you know, they're working together to find ways to reduce carbon emissions. So there's a glaring absence of climate risks in financial reporting. That's interesting. Okay, now, Cynthia, something's glaring, it's very obvious. So an obvious absence or a glaring absence of climate risks in financial reporting. Go on.
That's right, Dave. So the think tank studied 107 global firms. And as we were saying, they found a glaring absence. So more than 70% of the companies it looked at did not include climate impact in their financial statements. So plans for, net zero targets and limiting climate risks were also omitted.
Now, what do you think, salad listeners? Obviously, this is something that's very important. We've seen it recently. You know, just watch the news. There are environmental disasters, all kinds of problems due to climate change. So we've talked about a glaring absence of climate risks in financial reporting. So more than 70% of the companies that were studied did not include climate impact in their financial statements. What do you think? So it's true there are plans for net zero targets, and limiting climate risk that were also omitted. So this is something that needs to be taken more seriously.
That's right. So, 8 out of 10 audits of these firms also showed no evidence of assessing climate risk. Now, the research looked for effects of, material climate-related matters already required to be included in the financial statements and assessed by auditors today. Now, research assessed the 202 financial statements of 107 listed companies, firms to construction, car manufacturers, and aviation businesses.
Okay, now that's interesting. So these companies were mainly oil and gas firms, construction firms, car manufacturers, and aviation businesses. These are the big carbon emitters. Not omitters, but you don't say that, emitters.
Yeah, that's right. So, well, the study conducted by the independent charity group funding Carbon Tracker and the Climate Accounting Project, or CAP, said the lack of detail in their financial reporting would dramatically reduce the chances of meeting global emissions targets. Now, I spoke to one of the analysts involved who told me the fact that we don't have transparency means we have no idea if capital is being allocated to sustainable activities so we can actually transition to a greener future. Now, yes, this is the big factor here. We need to transition to a greener future. So the lack of detail in their financial reporting, yeah, would dramatically reduce the chances of meeting global emissions targets, which we have. I mean, these are very serious. All countries have them. We're hearing about this a lot.
Yeah, that's right. So researchers also found that none of the accountants reflected, the aims set by the Paris Agreement, so which is an international treaty on climate change, which aims to limit global warming to no more than 1.5 degrees Celsius, which I'm sure you know, Dave. So, one of the analysts I spoke to said lacking this information means we don't know if funds are being allocated to unsustainable businesses, which further reduces our chances to decarbonize in the short time remaining to achieve the Paris goals.
Yeah, because time goes quickly, time flies. And obviously the Paris goals, you know, are not too far away.
Yeah, that's right. So the report identified inconsistencies, across company reporting, with firms announcing emission targets and climate strategies, but not indicating how these targets would affect their financial statements. So there's a level of disclosure that needs to be provided so we know how they're going to achieve these targets, my contact told me. So it's very important for companies to set these goals, but without understanding the risks, it's hard to know if they're greenwashing, so investors need to take the statements with a pinch of salt.
Ah, so greenwashing. We talk about, whitewashing or greenwashing their financial statements, which means, it may look, like they're moving in the right direction, but there needs to be transparency. So these results need to be taken with a pinch of salt, entre pinzas, I think you would say. Well, con una pizca de sal, we say, to take something with a pinch of salt, entre pinzas. That's right. So very important.
Yeah, that's right. So carbon emitters are failing to disclose climate risks. So, I'm here in Chicago, one of the big, cities and a big emitter here. So, hopefully we can improve the environment around the world, but more transparency is needed. So here from Chicago, back to the studio, Dave.
So there you have it, salad listeners. So very, very important to reduce carbon emissions. We've seen, just watch the TV in the morning, you can see all kinds of environmental disasters. So we need to meet these targets. That's right. You heard it here on Salad News Bits. Now then, salad listeners. Yes, that's right. So we're coming to the end of the first part of the salad. This is our first day in our new time slot. We'll be here every day from 5 to 6 p.m. Okay, so we hope you enjoyed those salad news bits. Okay, it's good to know what's going on all around the world. So we're bringing you news items daily, among many other things. So remember, coming up, still to come, for our break, we have Grammar Point. We'll have Alan Parsons here, our grammar expert. Okay. Now then, we also have Very Vocabulary. That's right. How's your vocabulary, salad listeners? We'll be putting your vocabulary to the test. Yes, we will. But we also have something else
to disclose. Okay, before we go for a short break. Now, we had our conundrum. So if you haven't listened to The Salad before, we're in a new time slot. You know, we have a conundrum every day. We're going to have two now because we parts. So traditionally we would, you know, we would introduce at the beginning of the program and give you the answer at the end, or in this case, at the end of the first half hour. Now, if you remember, what was our conundrum? Let's recap. It was, we spent 3 hours going blank his speech. Now, remember, you spend time, pasar tiempo. We spend time in English, okay? You can waste time, malgastar. Okay, but you spend time doing something. Now, this is a phrasal verb. What do you think? So, to go plus gerund. We're talking about a speech, un discurso. What do you think? So, we spent 3 hours going blank his speech. The answer is going over. We spent 3 hours going over his speech. So, let's think. So, to go over is repasar. So normally it's possible to, you could say to reviewing his speech, you can say that. Looking over can also be repasar. So imagine you're reading a report, you know, or you can have a quick look over your speech before. To go over for me is more ensayar. For example, it could be a speech or a presentation rather than looking over, because maybe you need to practice it orally. So you would go over a speech or go over a presentation. Okay. So we have those options. Review is a bit more general. But it doesn't necessarily mean you're rehearsing. Okay, that's right. Ensayar. And to look over, you know, you can have, maybe before an exam, you can look over your notes. Repasar tus apuntes before your exam, you look over. But, you know, if you're giving a presentation, you would have to go over it, okay, beforehand. Or even a song, you can go over your set list, you know, go over a song. Go over your presentation. So that's our answer today. We spent 3 hours going over his speech, su discurso. That's right, salad listeners. Okay, so that brings us to the end of the first part of the salad today. So remember, as I said, coming up, we have Alan Parsons, our grammar expert, will be here with another masterclass in the English language. And we also have some vocabulary for you. We'll be putting your vocabulary to the test on Very Vocabulary. Stay tuned for that. Plus, we also have another conundrum coming right up.
Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura tres meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class. And the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at grupovaughan.com.
Con el curso online de Vaughan, sacarás el inglés que llevas dentro. Adaptado a tus horarios, flexible y con todos los contenidos del método Vaughan. Y con nuestros profesores siempre disponibles. Contrátalo ahora con toda comodidad. Entra en curso online en grupovaughan.com. Haz clic en curso online en grupovaughan.com.
Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Vaughan.
Sí, ya está abierta.
Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te puede ayudar a mejorar tu inglés. Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary. Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa. Y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés que tanto te cuestan con los mejores libros de enseñanza de inglés del mercado. No, no exageramos. Tenemos los mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Vaughan. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz.
de lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91-444-5844. La tienda Vaughan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites.
Hey guys, are you sitting around your home just wondering what to do? Well, why don't you sign up for Vaughn's English class via video conference? That's right. Now you can have the best teachers in the comfort of your own home. You'll get personalized attention because there's a maximum of only 6 students per class. Give us a call, 91-133-5831. Learn English with Vaughn via video conference classes. Sign up now.
¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que... pues que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3... Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTV a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Vaughan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
Escucha. Descubre. Aprende. Esto es Vaughan Radio.
Welcome back to the salad. Right, the second part of the salad. We haven't had a second part of the salad for a long time. We're here in our new time slots, our new schedule every day, the salad from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on Vaughan Radio. That's right. So we have another conundrum for you. As I was saying, a conundrum is a little test for you, a little brain teaser for you. All you have to do is fill in the blank. So normally these are phrasal verbs. Because we know you like to practice phrasal verbs. They don't have to be phrasal verbs. It's not set in stone. But most of the time, it's a preposition you have to fill in there. Okay? So here comes our conundrum, our second conundrum of the day. Are you ready? Who came blank with that new slogan? Actually, it could have been a double whammy. It could have been a double blank here. But anyway, which I sometimes do. Sometimes it's a double blank, but I'm feeling generous today, okay? So who came blank with that new slogan? Un slogan, you would say. Normally in marketing and advertising, you come up with a slogan. Okay, I'm speaking too much. I better leave it there. So, okay, our conundrum is, who came blank with that new slogan? Okay, I shall reveal the answer. I already have. I shall reveal the answer at the end of the program, Salad listeners. So stay tuned for that. But right now, it's time for Grammar Points! Hello and welcome to Grammar Point on the Salad. Yes, so we have our grammar expert, Alan Parsons. He's right here. And today, we shall be finishing what we've been looking at, you know, over the last few weeks. Obviously, we've changed our time slot, so some of you may be new to the salad. So we can review what we've seen recently, but we were working with words that end in ever. But I'll pass you over to Alan, our grammar expert, and we can go over, repasar, or look over, if you like. But in this case, go over, because, you know, you're not looking at it. It's live radio here. So we can go over what we've previously seen. Hello, Alan.
Yes, that's right. Hello, Dave. Yes, it's great to be back to the program. Yes, we were looking at words ending in ever. For example, we looked at whoever, whenever, wherever. And today we have whatever.
Ah, okay. So on previous editions of the program, we've looked at whoever, whenever, wherever, and today we have whatever. Do you know the meanings of these words? Let's just recap. So whoever, what does it mean?
Right, okay, so it could be, for example, I can say, you know, ask whoever you like. Pregunta quien quieras. So, you know, a quien quieras o quien quiera, whoever wins the jackpot will become a millionaire, you know. We will send whoever is available. Mandaremos a quien quiera que esté disponible. So we have whoever, quien quiera. Now that's one word, okay? However, we do have two separate words, who ever to express surprise. I can say, whoever told... ¿Quién te pudo haber dicho eso? Whoever. Whoever brought that bottle of wine. ¿Quién pudo haber traído esa botella de vino? So we have those two meanings there, okay? We looked at that previously on the salad. As well as whenever. So whenever was cada vez que or siempre que. I can say whenever the neighbors turn on the tap... Water comes through our ceiling. Cada vez que los vecinos abren el grifo, cae agua de nuestro techo. So whenever. Whenever we decide to ride our bicycles, it rains. Siempre que planeamos montar en bici, llueve. So, you know, very useful stuff, you know. So cada vez que o siempre que. So possible, siempre que puedo, whenever possible. Okay, whenever possible, I go by bus. Whenever possible, she takes her cat with her.
Okay, very useful, salad listener. So whoever and whenever. Okay, don't worry if you missed those on previous editions of the salad. You know, we'll be reviewing these in the future.
It's true, Dave. We also looked at wherever, which was basically vayas donde vayas. You know, wherever you go in the world, you know, remember where you come from. And where you're going. That's right. So wherever. You know, I always drink bottled water wherever I go on holiday. So vaya donde vaya, vayas donde vayas, wherever.
Very useful wherever, salad listeners.
Now, there was another meaning. So, you know, this was one word, wherever. But we can separate them, where and ever. A little bit like we did before, when we... Whoever. Which is basically, you know, to express surprise. You know, we can say, ¿Dónde diablos conseguiste esa corbata amarilla? Wherever did you get that yellow tie? Wherever have you been? ¿Pero dónde has estado? So we're expressing surprise, two separate words.
Okay, very useful. So wherever. So whoever, whenever, and wherever, salad listeners. Very useful. Get these into your active English. That's what it's all about. Okay. But first of all, we would like to work with whatever today on the program. So it's time for whatever on Grammar Points. So, first of all, let's have a look at the meaning of whatever. Alan, please enlighten us. What does whatever mean?
Right, okay. So, whatever could be, you know, hagas lo que hagas, you know, diga lo que diga, you know, those kind of expressions. So maybe it's best if we just jump straight into the, you know, the examples here, and we can learn, you know, through example, with examples.
Okay, so you get the idea. So, you know, we always like not to give, you know, long, complicated grammatical explanations, okay, but jump straight in and learn with examples, okay, salad listeners. So let's have a look. So let's practice with whatever. We're going to put you to the test now. This is the interactive part of the program, salad listeners. So interact with us here, okay? Are you ready? So Alan's going to give us an example. We have to translate it into perfect English using whatever. I'm making it easy for you because whatever is in all of these examples. Can we have our first example, please?
Right, okay. Hagas lo que hagas, no hablas por el móvil cuando conduzcas.
I see. So, whatever you do... Okay, hagas lo que hagas, whatever you do, no hablas por el móvil cuando conduzcas. Don't talk on your phone or on your mobile, if you like. When you're driving, very important, salad listeners. So you can say your mobile phone, your cell phone. I would just say on your mobile, or just on your phone, if you like. We would presume it's a mobile phone these days. Okay, so especially in a car. So whatever you do, don't talk on your phone when you're driving. So remember to talk on the phone, to be on the phone, using the preposition on there. Very important. Okay, salad listeners, let's have another example. So interact with us here. This is the interactive part of the program. Next example, please.
Right, okay. Pase lo que pase. Estate tranquilo.
Pase lo que pase, estate tranquilo. What do you think? Whatever happens... You could say, be calm. You could say that. Keep calm would sound good. Okay? I suppose you could say that there are different options here. Stay cool. Hey, stay cool. Because cool also means, you know, calm. It can also mean guay, or this guy, he was very cool in the meeting. And in this case, it would have been very calm, you know? You know, not super guay, very calm. So whatever happens, keep calm.
Yes, that's right, Dave. Let's have a look at another example here. Hagas lo que hagas, no olvides llamarme en cuanto aterrice el avión.
Right, I see. So, whatever you do, don't forget to call me en cuanto. How can we say that in English? En cuanto. As soon as... The plane lands. It's pretty high level.
High level!
So, whatever you do, don't forget to call me as soon as the plane lands. So there are different options here. Well, actually, I mean, different factors, should I say, here that we've learnt. So we've seen whatever. Hagas lo que hagas. Whatever you do. Okay? So don't forget to call me. So, en cuanto, as soon as... Everyone knows as soon as possible, but en cuanto as soon as I have some information, I'll let you know. That's right. So as soon as the plane lands, aterrizar, to land, you have to take off, despegar, and to land. So whatever you do, don't forget to call me as soon as the plane lands. Let's have another example, please.
Right, okay, yes, another example. Diga lo que diga, él siempre me contradice.
Right. Okay. Well, whatever I say, he always contradicts me. So to contradict, contradecir, not different than as in Spanish here. So to contradict someone, don't contradict me. So whatever I say, he always contradicts me. That's right, salad listeners. Very interesting. Now, we have one last example in, you know, in this section here. So let's have our last one.
Right, okay. Sea lo que sea que está en la nevera, huele fatal.
Ah, I see. So, whatever is in the fridge, huele fatal. How can we say? You could say smells bad. It's possible to say that. But to stink, uff, huele fatal. Pero fatal, it stinks. So we could say here, whatever is in the fridge stinks. Okay. Very good. So whatever. So we've seen it as hagas lo que hagas, pase lo que pase, whatever. Very useful. Whatever on Grammar Points. Now then, we have a second option here for whatever, salad listeners. A second option. Let's have a look. Over to you, Alan, our grammar expert.
Yes, that's right, Dave. So, yes, we can also use whatever to express lo que.
Okay. So normally, lo que would be what? Lo que has dicho, what you said. Lo que quiero, what I want. So normally, very useful. Lo que is just what. However, sin embargo, however, there are other times when we may use whatever, okay, for lo que. Is that clear, salad listeners? So we have a second part here, practicing with whatever. So let's keep practicing. Keep interacting with us here. We have five more examples using whatever as lo que. Okay? So all you have to do is translate these into perfect English using whatever. Are you ready, salad listeners? Interact with us here. Say it loud and proud wherever you may be. Over to you, Alan. Can we have our first example, please?
Right, okay, here we go. ¿Qué quieres hacer esta noche? Me da igual. Lo que tú quieras.
Ah, okay. So what do you want to do tonight? Simple. What do you want to do tonight? It's a question. Okay. The auxiliary verb, of course. What do you want to do tonight? Me da igual. How can we say that? Me da igual. I don't mind. We can say I don't care is a little bit stronger. I don't mind. Whatever you like. That's right. It's whatever you want.
Whatever you want. Whatever you need.
But anyway, in this case, whatever you like sounds good. Whatever you like. So, what do you want to do tonight? I don't mind. Whatever you want. Excellent. So another interesting use for whatever. So whatever you want, or as we said, whatever you like. Actually, I think I prefer whatever you like. Sounds better. Yeah, whatever you like. What do you want for dinner? Whatever you like. Watch whatever you like. Okay, good. Are you ready for another example, salad listeners? I know you are. Let's have it.
Right, okay, next example. Lo que tú digas.
Whatever you say. Hey. Okay, lo que tú digas.
Whatever you say. I like it, salad listeners.
Very useful. Whatever you say, boss. That's right. Whatever you say, dad. Yes, I like that one. Okay. We have three examples left. Keep working with us here, salad listeners. Are you ready? Let's have another example.
Right. Okay, here we go. Mi hermana le deja hacer a mi sobrina lo que quiere.
Ah, I see. So, my sister lets my niece, mi sobrina, so we have niece and nephew. Okay, sobrina, so niece and nephew. So, to let someone do something without to, of course. So, my sister lets my niece do whatever she likes. As I said before, you said whatever she wants, but whatever she likes sounds good. My niece do whatever she likes. Excellent stuff. So we're working with whatever. Very useful to get this into your active English. Okay, good. We have two examples left. Are you ready for the penultimate example, salad listeners? Here it comes.
Right, okay. Puedes tener lo que quieras.
Right. You can have whatever you like for dinner. Whatever you like, you can have whatever you like for dinner. This is what I don't say to my children. You know, those be pizza every night. Whatever you like, pizza. Okay. No broccoli. No puree. Well, puree, no. That's right. So you can have whatever you like for dinner. Maybe on a weekend. Okay, it's also my case as well, you know. During the week, I try and behave. Now that we have one last example with whatever, are you ready? Here comes the last one. Translate this into perfect English to go out on a high note. Salir por la puerta grande. Over to you, Alan.
Right, okay. Puedes comprar lo que quieras. Porque en esta tienda todo es muy barato.
Ah, I see. So, well, you can buy whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
Because en esta tienda todo es muy barato. I would kind of say it slightly different. I would say todo es barato en esta tienda. I would change the wording a little bit. Okay, so you can buy whatever you want because everything is very cheap in this shop. So you can buy whatever you want because everything is very cheap in this shop. That's right, salad listeners. Excellent. So whatever we saw, hagas lo que hagas, pase lo que pase, whatever, but also lo que, whatever you like. You can do whatever you like. Thanks very much, Alan. This has been Grammar Points.
Very vocabulary.
Now then, yes, we have some vocabulary for you. We're going to put your vocabulary to the test, okay? It's just kind of quick fire, so we're going to go quite quickly here and move through and see, you know, how broad, we would say, amplio, broad, how broad your vocabulary is. Okay, you ready, salad listeners? The first one, a toda velocidad. At full speed. A toda velocidad, at full speed, salad listeners. Are you ready for another one? Auténtico. Authentic. So it's quite similar, but authentic. Authentic. That's right. Basado en. Putting you to the test here. Based on. So it's like one word with a T, based on. Oh, yes, but the project is based on, the book is based on, or the film is based on the book. Would be better, based on. Good. Capítulo. Chapter. But it could be, if you're watching Netflix or HBO or something, it could be an episode. So we saw an episode last night, un capítulo. But in a book, it would always be a chapter. Okay, salad listeners. Good. Let's have another one. Chicle. Chicle. Chewing gum. That's right. I stood on some chewing gum on the way to work. That's right. Okay. Good. Next. Harina. Harina. That's right. For baking bread. Well, it's flour. Como flor. The pronunciation is exactly the same. Flour, but spelled F-L-O-U-R. Flour. I need to buy some flour. Wholemeal flour. That's right. Harina integral. Wholemeal. That's right. Okay, let's keep going. We have griego. Griego. This came up today with my student, actually. Her boss is Greek. That's right. So Greek, the country is Greece. I'm going to Greece. A person from Greece is Greek. That's right. G-R-E-E-K. Greek. Okay, next. Let's keep going. Espera. Espera. Obviously, you could say wait, but what would sound good is hold on. Can you hold on? So, hold on for a minute, please. It's another option. Rather than saying wait, please, you can say that, but hold on. That's right. Just but I have to hold on. Hold on for one moment, please. I'm putting your call through. Hold on. Okay, por escrito, salad listeners. Por escrito. In writing. In writing. Could I have that in writing? Where's that por escrito, por favor? Can I have that in writing, please? Very important. In writing. Next. Inversión. Inversión. Investment. This was a very good investment. That was a really bad investment. Una mala inversión. A bad investment or a good investment. And finally, the last one. Préstamo. Un préstamo. Are you ready? A loan. It sounds like I start solo. I'm alone, but it's O-A-N, L-O-A-N, alone. And to ask for a loan. I'm going to ask the bank for a $10,000 loan. Un préstamo. Very good. Some vocabulary for you. That was very vocabulary. Now then, salad listeners, just to finish off today, our conundrum, our second conundrum of the day, which was, who came blank with that new slogan? I gave the game away at the beginning of the program because I was speaking too much, blah, blah, blah. So who came blank with that new slogan? Who came up with that new slogan? So to come up with something, ocurrirse, that's right, or to invent.